Earlier this week, we talked about the efforts to boost travel between Hawaii and Canada. Turns out one of the first passengers on a flight from Vancouver this past week was author Andrea Fesenfeld. She just released a new book called A Rainbow Like You. It's a story of a traveling rock star who happens to be colorblind. He develops a friendship with a teenage stowaway with an uncanny ability to see music in color. It is an actual condition called synesthesia. It's a kaleidoscope of a story that forces its rock star character to, as Fesenfeld says, face the music. We talked to Andrea about how her experiences at rock concerts and her day job as a TV producer converged in this novel. Fesenfeld herself was a teenager when she first traveled to Hawaii, and that experience brought her full circle as she launches her book here in the U.S. this month. And she gave the flight over here from Canada a thumbs up.
It was fantastic, actually. Yes, I was the very first flight that left Vancouver for Hawaii, and it was only about 20% full, which is, I think, par for the course for COVID travel these days. But yeah, it was nice. I planned this trip here in April and, of course, had to cancel it. And I just wanted to get the opportunity to come here and visit my friend and see the great island that I hadn't been to since I was a teenager.
So what was your memory of this place? You said you were here when you were 16 years old.
It's kind of a crazy story. My friend and I, we were both teenagers, and both of our fathers worked for the airline. So we did what teenagers do, and we lied to our parents and said that we had places to stay here on the island, and of course we didn't. So we were homeless on Waikiki Beach one night, and we got picked up by the Hare Krishnas, and then they invited us to stay with them on their compound, and we did for a week, and that was a very interesting experience. And ironically, that whole event was one of the inspirations for my very first novel called Completion, which was about a fugitive who ends up on this mysterious cult compound.
Well, but this new book that you have, A Rainbow Like You, I mean, you have a stowaway, and, you know, so I'm drawing the parallels here.
Yeah, I mean, it's this story, that Rainbow Like You, was very much inspired by my sort of love of rock and roll and live music, and just the whole experience of traveling around to see concerts. And of course, in my daytime job, I'm a television producer, so we're always traveling around. So I kind of feel like I've been on tour for most of my life. So I think that inspiration definitely got threaded into the story.
So share with our listeners the plot here. Because you've got a teenager that stows away?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, A Rainbow Like You is about this struggling rock and roll icon. His name is Adrian Jazzer Johnson. And when the story opens, he's kind of at this personal and professional crossroads. And he finds this teen runaway hiding in his tour bus. And what happens is that he actually is colorblind, and she has synesthesia, which is the ability to see music in color. So she offers to help him kind of unpack his creative block, but then what happens is that it sets them on this very unexpected journey while the band is on tour.
And so how did you manage to come up with this idea? I mean, did you know anybody with this, I guess, unusual skill to actually see, you know, color like this?
No, you know what? Because I work in television, there's whenever you're kind of pitching ideas or coming up with ideas, there's something that you call the Hollywood hook. And the Hollywood hook is not necessarily the plot itself, but it's what's interesting about the plot, that when you talk to people about it, they go, oh, I haven't heard about that before. So I was always sort of fascinated with synesthesia because it's one of these conditions that the medical community don't even know how it develops in humans. And then I thought pairing it with someone who was colorblind, like I knew there was an idea there. So I just started doing some exploration and voila. I have my book.
So this book just launched, and you've got a whole package, you know, since you produce TV shows. You know, I mean, you've got music, and you've got a character that just, I guess, hops off the page.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, again, with my background in TV, you know, I'm always thinking of how you sort of market a story, and you need to, because there's so many books that come out every year. So what's sort of different about yours? How do you get people's attention? So one of the things about the story is I always knew there would be an original song with it because the book involved a musician. So creating the original song, which is also called A Rainbow Like You, was a very interesting experience for me. And as a music lover, the fact that I could contribute to the musical universe has just been the cherry on top.
So you didn't know anybody with this condition. How are you able to imagine what this music was looking like?
Well, I did interview several people who had the condition. And what was interesting is that no two people, rather, kind of experienced it in the same way. And that to me was gravy for a writer, because if you can have something that gives you a very wide berth to create your story from, it just gives you a lot more latitude, as opposed to writing a story about something like cancer, where everything is very, lots of hard facts, this is how it works, blah, blah, blah. So synesthesia, because there was a little bit of amorphousness around it, I could kind of tweak it for my story.
Okay, yes, it's a mysterious sensory skill, I guess, that that one has. And so it allows you to just, perceive music in a different way. I mean, gosh, that's just amazing.
Yeah, and then in reference to the story, there's also a metaphorical layer to that whole concept with music and the color, et cetera. So, and that kind of dovetails into why I called the story A Rainbow Like You. It kind of operates on a lot of different levels.
And so you mentioned that you've been to, hundreds of concerts. Like, what are some of your best memories of concerts that maybe you wove into this book, or what stayed with you?
In 1991, I was in San Francisco. It was New Year's Eve, and we saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Pearl Jam, and Nirvana, which was, as you can imagine, an unbelievable show. The energy was nuts, and I got a black eye in the mosh pit, which was exactly my street cred. But the thing that I loved about that is, again, the things that we sort of talked about earlier, is just the anticipation and the excitement of music and live music, and what that means when you go and see these shows with your friends. These nights just create such great memories that everyone reflects back on over the years. So they're very powerful.
And we've had our fair share of incredible concerts here, whether it's in the Diamond Head Crater or on Maui or the other neighbor islands. And many musicians actually have second homes here. I don't know, did that play into your decision to come here and just chill out in the islands during this time of COVID?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Hawaii has always been, of course, for Canada, it's a great place to come to, especially in Vancouver, because it's just one short flight. But the main impetus to get here was to visit my friend, who I've known for years and years and years, and he lives here on the North Shore. So, and I got to see the pipeline competition yesterday, which was fun.
What would you like to share with our listeners about your book and the storyline?
It's been a very emotional story on so many levels for me, and be able to kind of give my music fandom some due in the story has been a great experience. But it's a fun story. It's a story for a variety of different readers, male and female, and it's quite emotional. You know, it sounds kind of like fun and games, but there is some levity to it. But it really is about the journey of these two characters, the musician and the runaway, and how they end up helping each other.
Well, I know people are looking for a diversion during these very stressful times, and this might be the book to do it with.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will transport people into, a time of life, like even last year when you could see shows. And it's funny, when I wrote the story, I had no idea it would get released in a time when there is no live music. But it's really resonated with people. And 5 weeks after its publication, it was on the best BC books of 2020 list. So I guess I did something right.
There you go. Well, I don't know what limited opportunities we might have here for you to attend any, live sessions. But maybe when you're there on the North Shore, you'll get lucky and hear some folks in a backyard jam.
I'm hoping. It's always a better day when there's music involved.
Yeah. And any thoughts that you might be able to, sell the rights to this story?
Well, I already have some interest in it for a film. I'm talking with a couple companies right now. My first novel has been turned into a limited TV series. It's not shooting yet, but the package is done and it's being shopped. But I write very much with an eye for my projects to be developed into film and TV, because it just kind of makes sense. It really makes me think again about, before I start writing, all the marketing aspects, the log line, the tagline, the titles, the imagery that might be associated with the story, because that is almost as important these days as the story itself. But as far as like pure writing goes, I do think a lot of scenes in terms of how these scenes would play out on TV and film, and a lot of readers who've read my stories find that they're quite visual that way. And of course, I have a love affair with dialogue. It's my favorite way to explore characters.
I don't know if you know, but Hawaii has some of the most awesome rainbows.
Well, it's so funny you mentioned that. I've been taking photos of them for the last 3 days, and it's kind of ironic because I thought, how appropriate that I end up in the state of rainbows.
Yeah, we're happy to share our rainbows with you.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Well, thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time. Everyone here is so friendly, and I just love seeing the smiles and people cruising on their bikes with surfboards. It's awesome.
That was Andrea Fesenfeld, author of a book entitled A Rainbow Like You. And now we leave you with a music clip from the book.
If I did it all over again from the start, I know deep down it would be the same in my heart. Despite our beginning, we ended as friends. A story that no one could comprehend. And if you were